بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. Honorable علماء كرام, respected brothers and elders, first of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting me this opportunity. الحمد لله, الحمد لله. Let me then say, وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى تَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالتَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. A person who lacks piety, advocating piety, it is like a doctor who treats the patient, yet himself is sick. After praising Allah the Almighty and sending salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I begin by confessing my weakness because justice will not be done on this title. I pray to the Allah Almighty to accept all my efforts in delivering this message, as I pray to the Allah Almighty to accept all your efforts in listening to this message. My dear respected beloved brothers in Islam, there was a generation 1400 years ago, a generation which Allah Haqq subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them. A generation which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them in the hadith. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. That this generation is my generation, and then the one who follows them and the one who follows them. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, who were these people? They were the likes of Hazrat Abu Bakr, the likes of Hazrat Umar, the likes of Hazrat Uthman, the likes of Hazrat Ali, the likes of Hazrat Muawiyah, just to mention a few. Amongst the women, the likes of Hazrat Khadija, the likes of Hazrat Aisha, the likes of Hazrat Fatima, the likes of Hazrat Safiya, the likes of Hazrat Uqayya, radiyallahu an kulli sahabati ajma'in. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, who were these people? They were the beloved ashab of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the beloved companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the people, when they came across the verses of Quran, when Allah the Almighty said, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. When they came across the verses of Quran, when Allah the Almighty said, if your forefathers and your fathers, your brothers and your sisters, your children and your wives, your dwellings, your merchandise, your businesses, your tradition, your custom and your culture, if them and things becomes more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for the punishment of Allah to descend. My brothers in Islam, when they came across these verses of Quran, they understood, they realized that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the most entitled one to be loved the most. So they loved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, they were the people, when they came across the verses of Quran, when Allah the Almighty said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. When they came across the verses of Quran, when Allah the Almighty said, indeed we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, loss of wealth, loss of life, lots of fruits, crops and vegetations, glad tidings for the patient ones. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, when they came across these verses of Quran, no matter how hard the conditions were, no matter how critical the situations were, they completely preserved and maintained patience. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, in spite of the fact that they were persecuted, they were killed, they were tortured, they were boycotted, they were taken away from their lands, they were chased away from their lands, their fathers were killed in front of them, their mothers were killed in front of them, their children were killed in front of them. In spite of this fact, they understood there is only one way to Jannah, there is only one way to please Allah, that is to obey the commands of Allah and to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, they were the people, when they came across the verses of Quran, when Allah the Almighty said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Allah,
If you truly love Allah, then follow the message of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah the Almighty, He will love you, then He will forgive your sins. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, when they came across these verses of Quran, they understood, they followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they took him as their role model. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, the Muslims of 21st century today, who is our role model today? Who is our example today? We have taken everyone as our role model. Besides the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have taken the singers, we have taken the dancers, we have taken the cricketers, we have taken the footballers, we have taken the Hollywoods and Bollywoods. Wallahi, my brothers, I am not exaggerating, I am not overstating. Some of the Muslim brothers today, they have even taken the fornicators and gangsters as their role model. Why? Because of the name and fame that they possess, because of their physical appearance, because of the vehicle that they drive, because of the houses and palaces that they have built. We think these people are victorious and successful. How ignorant we are, my brothers. How foolish we are, my brothers. What are we doing, my brothers? Where are we heading towards? Where did we find the audacity to disregard the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not only disregarding the sunnah, we openly follow the enemies of Islam. We openly follow the enemies of Allah. In spite of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," whoever resembles a people who is one of them. In spite of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba," tomorrow in the plane of resurrection, in the court of Allah, you will be standing with those people who you love. My respected beloved brothers in Islam, let us remember one thing. There is only one way to Jannah. There is only one way to please Allah. That is to obey the commands of Allah and to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Muttaqeen, Habibu Rabbil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration comes in Kanzul Ummal. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, after the demise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he noticed that the people, they were faltering in the deen of Allah. They were faltering in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day after Fajr Salah, this worried him until he departed from this dunya. This worried him until he departed from this dunya. One day after Fajr Salah, he stood in front of the people. Then he said, "Wallahi, laqad ra'aytu ashab Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fama aral yawma shay'an yushbihuhum. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, I have seen the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not see the likes of them anyway today. Laqad kanu yusbihuna sufran shu'atan ghubara. In the morning, their faces were pale. Hey, shivelled, hey, unkempt, their bodies were covered in dust. قَدْ بَاتُوا لِلَّهِ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Their entire nights were in prostration and standing before Allah. Then he says, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَرَاوَحُونَ بَيْنَ جِبَاهِهِمْ وَأَقْدَامِهِمْ. They recited the book of Allah. They would gain comfort in prostration and standing before Allah. فَإِذَا أَصْبَحُوا ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَمَادُوا كَمَا يَمِيدُ الشَّجَرُ فِي يَوْمِ الرِّيحِ. When they attained the morning, they would engage in zikr. Their bodies would move like how the trees do when the gentle breeze blows through them. Hamalat ayunuhum, hamalat ayunuhum hatta tabulla thiyabahum. They cried in front of Allah. They teared in front of Allah. They cried in front of Allah until their clothes became wet. Wallahi laka annal qawma batu ghafilin. He says, "Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, they cried in front of Allah as if they spent the entire night in disobedience, as if they spent the entire night in negligence." My respected beloved brothers in Islam, if this was the concern, if this was the worry, if this was the buka, if this was the tears of those people who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, who had the certificates of Jannah with them, then how much effort do we have to make, my brothers? Then how much mujahada do we have to make, my brothers? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, because justice has not been done to this title. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.